At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you ever had that feeling like you saw something that just shouldn't be there, a sort of glitch?
Mm.
Well, we've got a really strange one for you today. It's about this alleged unmapped subway station, Morgan's End, supposedly right here in New York City.
Yeah, and this isn't just, you know, some quick rumor you hear once.
Sure.
It's pretty persistent.
Yeah.
And there are some sources that are, well, they're compelling, even if they're a bit unusual.
Right.
We're talking passenger accounts going back like over 100 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And whispers from inside the MTA itself hinting that, yeah, there was a station, but it was sealed off ages ago. And then there's this leaked video clip. Pretty unsettling stuff.
Exactly. And what's so fascinating, or maybe frustrating, is how the pieces sort of don't quite line up neatly. Like, I lean towards thinking, okay, maybe this is some kind of shared story, mass hysteria even.
Mm-hmm.
But you think there might be something more to it. Right? Like something actually hidden.
Well, let's just say some parts are harder to explain away. The ceiling, the missing workers.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder.
Okay, so let's dive in. It seems like the first mentions, the first whispers of Morgan's End started way back, maybe early 1920s.
Yeah, around then.
And the story goes like this. Imagine you're on a late train. It's quiet. You're maybe nodding off.
Right.
And then boom, just for a second, the display sign on the train flickers. And it shows a station name you've never seen, not on any map, Morgan's End.
And it's not just seeing the name. The accounts describe a very specific sequence. The train kind of jolts to a stop unexpectedly.
Uh-huh.
The lights inside flicker, go a bit crazy, and then the doors slide open.
Onto what?
Onto a platform.
Yeah.
But it's always described the same way. Fully deserted, dark, lots of shadows. People are just confused, you know, thinking, oh, broken train or something.
Makes sense. Your first thought isn't ghost station.
Exactly. A glitch, maintenance stop, whatever.
But here's the thing that nags at me. These reports.
Yeah.
They're not just one or two people, are they?
No, not at all. That's what's intriguing. It's numerous accounts, and not just from the 1920s, but spread out over decades, right up to more recent times, apparently.
So it's the same details again and again. That feels less like a random glitch and more like a pattern, doesn't it?
It certainly pushes back against the simple misremembering idea that consistency over time is, well, it's odd. And it brings us to the really disturbing part of the legend.
The vanished passengers.
Yeah. The real core of the mystery seems to be these claims that people actually got off the train at Morgan's End.
Voluntarily.
Or, and the stories vary, but the outcome is the same. They step onto the platform, and then they're just gone. Never seen or heard from again. No record of them leaving the subway system anywhere else. Nothing.
That's chilling. Especially now you think about all the cameras. Surely something would show up.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But the consistent detail in these stories, even the more modern ones, is that there's no security footage. No camera ever catches anyone getting off at this supposed Morgan's End.
It's like they step off the train and just blink out of existence.
Which, yeah, in today's world, that absence of evidence is almost as weird as the event itself. It just adds another layer to the whole thing.
Okay, so we have these persistent passenger stories, the vanishing element, but then you mentioned the MTA.
Right. This is where it gets potentially more concrete, moving beyond just passenger anecdotes. Those are still pretty strange. We've heard these sort of off-the-record confirmations from MTA employees.
Confirming what? That it's real.
Confirming that, yes, a station named Morgan's End did exist at one point, but, and this is key, it wasn't just closed or abandoned like, say, City Hall Station. It was apparently sealed, completely walled off.
Sealed off when?
Way, way back. The date mentioned is 1851.
1851. That's really early, before the subway as we know it, even.
Exactly. During tunnel work, apparently.
Yeah.
Renovations or maybe even initial construction phases for precursor tunnels. And the reason given for sealing it, an unexplained incident.
Unexplained incident. That sounds big. Ominous.
It does. And it gets worse. The accounts specify that during this incident, three workers disappeared.
Three? Just vanished during construction work.
Vanished without a trace, according to these reports.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a potential historical tragedy, three missing people. directly tied to this location before it was supposedly sealed off.
Okay, that definitely adds a darker shade to it. It's not just a weird glitch anymore. It's potentially a site of something bad happening.
Precisely. It grounds the legend in a specific, albeit mysterious, historical event.
And then the video. You mentioned a leaked video. This feels like something out of a movie.
It really does. So this footage surfaces, apparently leaked onto some obscure online forum. Hard to track the source, naturally.
Of course.
And definitive proof of authenticity. Almost impossible to get.
Mm.
But visually, it matches the descriptions disturbingly well. You see what looks like a train moving slowly, pulling into this very dimly lit, clearly deserted station, shadows everywhere.
Just like the passenger reports describe.
Exactly. But it's the audio on this alleged footage that really gets under your skin.
What's on it?
Remember the reports sometimes mention hearing things? This video has sound, and you can hear. Well, it sounds like whispering. Faint, but distinct.
Whispering? Like what?
It's hard to make out clearly, but it sounds like. Like voices are calling out a name. A specific person's name. As if directed at someone on the train.
Okay, that's seriously creepy. Not just random noise, but targeted whispering.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more detail from the video. Scrawled on the tunnel wall, just visible in the dim light, there's writing.
What does it say?
It apparently says, if you see the name, it's already too late.
Come on. Wow. That's incredibly unsettling.
It is. And right after you see that, the video just cuts out, abruptly ends, leaves you hanging.
Right. So where does that leave us? We have these century-old stories, missing people, a confirmed sealed station from 1851 with missing workers, and this creepy video. What do we make of it?
Well, this is where the debate really comes in, isn't it?
Yeah. Part of me still thinks, okay, could this just be mass hysteria? An urban legend that's taken on a life of its own. You know, people misinterpret a maintenance stop. Someone tells a spooky story. It gets repeated, exaggerated.
The power of suggestion is strong, absolutely. A flickering light, a brief stop in a dark tunnel section. Your mind can play tricks on you, especially late at night. Maybe the name Morgan's End came from some old forgotten sign or map fragment and got woven into the narrative.
It's plausible. You could see how a legend like that could build over 100 years.
But then you have the other pieces. The MTA acknowledgments, even if unofficial. Why admit a station named Morgan's End existed and was sealed if the whole thing is just a story?
Good point. And the 1851 incident, three workers vanishing, isn't just a story. That sounds like something that would have been documented, even if labeled unexplained. Why seal it so permanently? Usually after an accident, there's an investigation, maybe temporary closure, right? Sealing suggests hiding something.
It does seem extreme. It suggests they didn't just want people to forget. They wanted to ensure no one could ever access it again, which leads you away from simple mass hysteria and towards, well, other possibilities.
Like what? What are the alternatives if it's not just a story?
Well, people start speculating about more unusual things. Given the sudden appearances, the disappearances, the way it seems to flicker in and out of perception, could it be some kind of an anomaly?
An anomaly, like a glitch in reality, a rift.
Something like that. A place where the normal rules don't quite apply, maybe? A localized disturbance? It sounds fantastical, I know, but it sort of fits the descriptions of appearing and disappearing and people vanishing.
Okay, that's one direction. What else? Could it be more?
Yeah.
Man-made? You mentioned the secrecy around the 1851 sealing.
Right. Could it have been something?
Yeah.
Clandestine? An early experiment gone wrong? A secret facility they needed to bury? Literally. Maybe the unexplained incident wasn't just an accident, but something related to whatever was happening down there.
A hidden test site under the city, and the sealing was a cover-up.
It's another theory that tries to account for the secrecy and the drastic action of sealing it off. In that context, the whispers on the video, the warning, they could be remnants or warnings related to whatever that original purpose was.
So we're juggling mass hysteria, a possible space-time anomaly, or a historical cover-up of some secret facility. None of them feel entirely satisfying on their own, do they?
No, they don't. Each explains some parts, but leaves other questions wide open. But, you know, regardless of which theory you lean towards, rift, test site, shared delusion, there's one fundamental question that keeps coming back.
What's that?
If Morgan's End was purely fictional, just a story, just mass hysteria, why was it ever a real station to begin with? Why would it have existed, been significant enough to potentially appear on old maps and be acknowledged even quietly by the MTA as having been sealed? That prior existence, that documented reality, however brief or obscure.
That throws a wrench in the purely imaginary explanation.
It really does. It's the central contradiction. Mm-hmm. What really happened in 1851? Why the constant reports? What did that video actually show? The questions just keep piling up.
Yeah. It leaves you with this lingering sense of unease, mm-hmm. thinking about what might be hidden just beneath the surface of the everyday city commute. And that final thought, if it wasn't real, why was it ever on the map?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. What are you listening make of it all? Well,